Yes, it's The Critic, and joining me in the studio, it is Jordan Amaker, the Director of Marketing and Communications with the very good Lowcountry Local First. Jordan, how are you?
I'm great, Critic. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. And our special guest chef, it is Forrest Parker from the new restaurant Revival on Vendue Range downtown. How are you, Chef?
Awesome. How are you?
Every day is a holiday for me. I lead a very charmed life here in town. So like I said, I've been using this the last couple of days. I am the radio cockroach. Nothing kills me. So it's been 25 years. I have been on the air through everything. So it is good to be me. However, that's enough about me. Let us talk about Lowcountry Local First. April is Eat Local Month, and that is good for everyone.
Everyone should be involved because hopefully everyone's eating, right?
Yes.
Every day. Make that a goal. Yeah, we're halfway through Eat Local Month, which is crazy to think about how fast this is going. But that means we're halfway through our Eat Local Challenge. We do that the entire month. We've got about 300 and some individuals, about 25 teams taking this challenge, which the challenge is to shift at least $10 a week of your food budget to local sources.
Nice.
And, you know, do it this month, but hopefully do it beyond this month.
Make it all the time.
Make it a habit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the goal there being to make an impact on our local economy, keep some dollars here. You know, 90% of what we eat here in the state of South Carolina is still being imported from outside the state, a lot of that outside the country. So our mission with this campaign is to make a dent in that. Shift some habits, shift some awareness to the local food system.
That is absolutely a great thing to do. You guys have been doing so much good work for so long. Lowcountrylocalfirst.org for all your information. And coming up, it will be the 11th annual Chef's Potluck on April 29th at Middleton Place. Middleton Place is beautiful throughout the year, but this is going to be extra special.
Yeah, it is a stunning place. We're grateful for their support. Not only do they host this event every year, they also host our Growing New Farmers program. So part of the potluck event is you'll get to go tour that farm, see where we teach our rising farmers, and see where that produce goes as well. But the event is with the intention of connecting very busy chef community with a very busy farming community, and not just to put on a really fun event, but to go beyond that to build these relationships between the restaurant world and the farming world so that hopefully this community continues to have a really robust food system and really delicious as well.
And you're always paying tribute to the ingredients of South Carolina.
Right, which is delicious. It's so amazing what all we have here.
Oh, am I considered a local? I've been here now for 25 years. I lived like half my life in New York and now half my life in South Carolina, and I ain't never going back to the cold Northeast.
Good.
So
yeah.
Am I technically
local.
A local? I'm low country local first as well.
Round up.
Yes. And Chef, tell us about the exciting new venue on Vendue.
Our upcoming restaurant Revival is based on mining the long culinary history of South Carolina and the revival of vegetables, grains, and legumes from our history, many of which were considered to be extinct for a good long while, and they're now in a process of restoration or revival. And we're also reviving dishes specific to Charleston's long culinary history.
Like what, for example?
For instance, one of our upcoming dishes, crab cakes remick, crab meat remick, was a longtime favorite at Perdita's, one of the Charleston restaurants from the Golden Age.
Yep.
Here. So we're really excited just to kind of shine a light on, where we came from.
And when can we expect the restaurant to open?
We should be open the first week of June.
Okay.
So we're opening right in the middle of Spoleto. We're really excited for that.
And you're going to be at the Chef's Potluck.
Very excited for Chef's Potluck. Jordan said shared two great words with us, community and relationships. And as chefs and members of the community in the Lowcountry, there's nothing more important to us. And we're so busy as chefs to have an event like the Chef's Potluck where we can all sort of convene and commune at a common table is really very exciting.
Very well said. Lowcountrylocalfirst.org. You've got the 11th annual Chef's Potluck at beautiful Middleton Place on April 29th. And always support the independent businesses and restaurants here. I love Lowcountry Local First. Again, I always go back to like my indie rock roots. It's the DIY approach. It's the do-it-yourself, do-it-local.
There you go. I love that. We're really glad to have Chef Forrest here with us today. This is his second Chef's Potluck event, and he is a chef who lives and breathes this mission that we have to use local ingredients and to source all year from the farming community and the fishermen here. So we're honored to have him here with us today, but at the Pollock event as well. He and the Vindu team, the Avocet Hospitality crew, are really big supporters of ours all year. So we're grateful to shine a light on them.
And you can get tickets at lowcountrylocalfirst.org.
Yes, you can.
Well, we thank you very much for coming in again. You guys have been doing such good work for so long now. We totally appreciate it. Lowcountrylocalfirst.org and the Chef's Potluck on April 29th. Keep supporting local Charleston businesses and restaurants. We're the best and getting better every day. But a pleasure to meet you, Chef Forrest and Jordan. We thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks,
and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you.
Great to be here. See you at the Chef's Potluck.